Hi, this is Pat Gohn, host of the Among Women podcast, and this is another coffee break, a short moment of sharing from my recent conversation with Catherine Lopez, editor-at-large of the National Review Online, and Elizabeth Scalia, a.k.a. The Anchoress, and managing editor at the Catholic Portal at Pathos. Together, we discuss the impact of a January 20th federal mandate of the Health and Human Services Department and the public outcry that it usurps religious freedom. So when we're talking about insurance coverages, what is this going to mean for Catholic churches that have employees, Catholic schools, Catholic universities, Catholic hospitals? What's the impact there?
The answer is the people who are in the positions where they have to put budgets together right now are asking exactly that question. What the heck do we have to do here? And the question is, are you going to submit or not? Is basically what the question is. And so we have, for instance, Belmont Abbey College, which is suing the Justice Department because they don't plan to submit. And if you don't submit, there'll be a fee. We're in the position now where bishops are telling their staffs what they should drop off when they visit them, and the bishop in prison. I'm not sure it'll come to that in the short term, but the fact of the matter is the government is putting the church in a position where they have to make some serious decisions about whether you completely leave the public square or not, because if you want to be involved in any kind of public private partnership, which of course we all have to under this new healthcare plan, then you've got to submit to these rules that violate your conscience. And
right.
If we're a Catholic institution and we want to be Catholic, you can't do that. And if you're an individual, you can't do that.
Right. This is a choice, and the choice is either offer these things that go against our conscience or offer no insurance at all, which also violates our social teaching and our consciences, or to close up shop altogether, which goes against the mission of the church since the time of the apostles.
This has been a coffee break, Among Women. To hear the rest of this conversation, look for Among Women episode 124. Find us on iTunes or SQPN, or go to AmongWomenPodcast.com.